Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam County. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in the community serving. Today, we are talking with Sonny Flores and Charlie Van Gilder of the Port Townsend Film Festival. Welcome, Sonny.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
And Charlie, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is so exciting. I cannot believe, Sonny, it's Port Townsend Film Festival time again.
Yes, it is. It's about my fifth year, and it just seemed like it was just yesterday. We already set this up and ran the film festival.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about your role with the film festival.
Well, I started as a projectionist, so we always look for people that can help run the projections systems for the venues. So I started that, and then the following years, I started setting up sound with Gary Ingbritt, our operations manager of the film festival.
And now, when you said you started as a projectionist, now you were a volunteer?
A volunteer. I started as a volunteer, and last 4 years I've been volunteer, so it's all volunteer service, and they provide training and set you up, and
when I hear the word projectionist, I think of technology, and I think about the idea that, oh, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. And you mentioned training, and I think that's an important piece if someone's going to be taking on that position.
Very much so. They set you up when you have a partner with you, so you're never alone. So you're working with another person, and everything's provided for you. So it seems intimidating, but it goes quite well. And although people always say to you, how was the movie? You're not focusing on the movie. You're focusing on making sure nothing goes wrong and the movie continues playing. So you can't sit back and relax and watch the movie.
I personally would find that incredibly daunting to be the projectionist. Do you know that moment when things go dark or clickety, 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 clickety? Now, let's go a little higher up. I don't know, Charlie Van Gilder is here also from the film festival. And Charlie, tell us what you do with the film festival.
Well, I'm the volunteer coordinator, which is a brand new job for me. I can't even say that I've been here as a coordinator for, I've been in the seat for a month and a half, but it's really been about a month because I was just sitting in for a while, and I still feel like I'm sitting in.
Oh, it's that imposter syndrome. You are filling the role fully, I'm sure. So a month. Now, how did you find yourself in this position?
I volunteered two different times as one in a party situation, and by happenstance, I was an usher for a night. But mostly, I love films. I have a lot of family members in the film industry, and it's just a natural for me to want to get involved and help.
I think it's incredible that you've stepped in such a big way. Either one of you can answer this question, but I'm curious, with a film festival, it's 17 years, 18 years now?
It's the 19th. And 19th. So this year, I stepped away from the volunteer position. I'm doing operations at the festival, which it's still very busy, and you're still donating a lot of your time as well. But this is the 19th film festival, and next year will be our 20th, so I'm looking forward to it.
I love that you inserted that you're now on staff, and there's a part of me that would love to drill down into this notion or understanding where a volunteer position grows into a paid position where, one, it speaks highly of the organization, it speaks to the passion of the work you're doing, but I want to pay more attention to some of the needs of the film festival right now, where you're looking at, well, tell our listeners, how many volunteers does it take to run a three-day program? Well, is it 3 days or four?
It's 3 days of active film watching, but there's setup, takedown, and there's a lot of parties and a lot of fun all around that week.
I love it.
We start setup a week before setting up the venues.
You're kidding.
The volunteers. And that's volunteers. We have volunteers setting up the Legion, American Legion. We have volunteers setting up the Cotton Building, turning them into theaters. So Charlie will be dealing with that.
I painted signs 1 year, and I don't even know if I was a volunteer that year. I just painted the tables for the film festival. And there are around 300 volunteers each year, which make this possible.
It's amazing. And it's such a huge economic boost to the community. It's a community building opportunity for volunteers. When you talk about the 300 volunteers, do you have a sense of the categories? Like if someone were listening today and they thought, oh, there's no way I could do projectionist, but maybe I could paint a table. Where are the primary buckets of opportunities for a film festival volunteer?
It kind of starts from the managers. We have managers for each venue of, like even the hospitality has managers. But all the movies have two or three or even four managers. And the managers work with six or seven other people that do inside usher, outside usher, concierge. So the numbers start multiplying because we have close to 50 managers.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, they could work in a hospitality house, you know, where the writers and people involved with the film industry go to relax and get away from all the crowds and take a break. So we have volunteers running that. We have volunteers in the passing out the passes.
Yes.
So many positions.
Many, many, many.
In my mind's eye, I like to break down a volunteer opportunity. Is it people or is it task-oriented? And, you know, for the listener to be thinking about, where am I most comfortable? Where do I feel like I'm having fun? For myself, when I volunteer, I look to stretch goals or stretch tools or learn something. And that can be stressful. But for someone who's, I don't know, I'm brand new and I've never done this before, where do you say is a great place to start?
Probably the movie venue volunteers.
The ushers or?
Ushers, inside ushers, outside ushers, people that help people, the visitors, know where they, if they're in the right line for one thing, or maybe help them find another movie that day to go to.
So kind of a welcome wagon, if you
Absolutely.
Will, of the film festival, as is the hospitality role. Yeah. Sonny, talk a little bit about operations. That sounds really beefy, and it sounds like it might be task-oriented, but someone could park some time there a week in advance of the film festival. Do you need volunteers prior to the festival
itself? Oh, yes, we do. So for me, I'll work with Charlie very closely with volunteers to help set these theaters up. So right now we're trying to canvas for people to help. In fact, I got an email a couple days ago asking if they would help set up the Cotton Building. So
you're setting up the Cotton Building a week in advance?
Correct.
Oh, that's interesting.
So we have to black it out inside, put a sound system, put a projector. And it's a core of volunteers, probably 10 to 20, that show up and put this theater together.
That's amazing.
It's really amazing.
Now, Charlie, you mentioned parties and all these other ways that I have volunteered for the film festival. And it's hard to know for me where the party begins and ends, because I personally think volunteering is the party. I build a lot of fun relationships with those folks that I'm working with. And you have volunteers who are getting engaged or have been here in the past. How do they connect with you directly on the volunteer opportunity?
It's very easy to volunteer. You just have to go to ptfilmfestival.com and go to Join Me. And then you'll go down and fill out the form to become a volunteer. And then this year we have another task you have to do, is you have to join a time count program and click on that at the end. And you'll get an email and you have to confirm that you've filled that out. And that seems to be the hardest thing this year that we're doing, is the actual application. The work is fun. Mm-hmm. I'd say people kind of avoid the application, and old timers that have done this before think they signed up last year and it doesn't count.
It's hard to get folks to understand it didn't transfer over per
Absolutely.
Se.
Absolutely.
Well, I've filled out the application. I found it very cool that you could share limitations. Like, I have a little bit of a challenge with hearing, so maybe that's an area that I would not want a responsibility that involved really good hearing. And tell me a little bit more about what's on the application. What kinds of things are people answering on the application?
We try to make it fun for everybody when they actually volunteer. If you don't like to stand very long, we have all of that, and we'll make accommodations for that. Or if you want to work with a friend, we'll put you together at a venue. It's very basic, your name, address, phone number. Email is a mandatory thing this year. That's how we sort things in the office for volunteers. But the main core of this is that it's a fun event for everybody. And that's my challenge, is not only getting the volunteers, but putting them in the place they will have the most fun.
You know, you speak to something that's really incredibly important to a volunteer coordinator, and that's the discernment of placement, because it does impact retention.
Right.
And it impacts the ability to actually do something well for the consumer or the customer that you're serving for your event. What other skill sets would you might say are invaluable to a volunteer leader as you're reflecting on the work you're doing or the work you've done in the past?
I would say a really positive attitude is the number one skill set. Being willfully wanting to help everybody do the things they want to do, like get in the right film, or do the right job, or actually encourage people to volunteer in the future. I mean, the whole thing revolves around, this is a community building party, really. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. an event that really rocks Port Townsend for a week.
It does. It does. Now, conversely, and I don't know if you can answer this yet because you haven't been through the full loop, but say you have someone that wasn't particularly a good fit. They really wanted to do this thing, but it really wasn't within their skill sets, or just how is that managed in the process, and where they can manage to find another place?
Well, we do have training mm-hmm. exercises, and if someone says that they may not want to be an usher or they want to be an inside usher, we talk about it. They can change their location, they can change their job, hopefully. If someone really, if we can't fit them in, we would promise to try to fit them in next year. It's a big program, but we don't want to put anyone in a position that they're not going to be happy and not feel useful.
Absolutely.
And,
not,
yeah. And yeah. In the past, we found where someone might not have fit real well in a theater, mm-hmm. but they fit fine with a sound setup team. Running cable, setting up
right.
the speakers, so it's we yeah. find a place for them.
Right.
We'll make them feel inclusive, and that's what I find. This whole since I've been volunteering with the film festival, it's very inclusive. I mean, they're great to work with.
And well, it speaks highly of the organization when you talk to a volunteer who said, "Oh yeah, I've been doing this for 12 years."
Zero.
You know, and mind you, it's the middle of it's the busiest tourism season. It's often a time when people travel, and no, I don't travel during that week because I need to be here for the film festival.
I think more than half of our volunteers have done it before.
Wow. Wow. And Sunny, on the operations side, mm-hmm. How many total volunteers are involved in the setup? Just the specific task-oriented things, if you could do a rough number.
I would think for just setting up sound system, you have probably about six individuals. We go into a theater. I mean, setting up for the speakers and running the microphones and the projectors, at least six will be in one room putting that together. You know,
do people need to be picking up the equipment for you, or I mean, how much do you parse out some of the volunteer work?
That part we know. We'll pick up the sound equipment. We do have volunteers help us pick up. They'll travel with us to the mm-hmm. storage mm-hmm. place here in Port Townsend, or at our place on the Quincy that we have a storage facility for sound. So they'll help us with that, help load up to
and
take it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was curious if for a projectionist, how many hours of training does it take? What is the?
We do a day before, or like on Thursday, we'll set up some training. Well, actually, is it two days?
I think it's 4 days.
4 days.
Four days of training.
So that's something I've never really
been.
Well, for someone listening to this program and say, oh gosh, you know, I've always wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. What's the time commitment other than actually the time that the movie's being shown? You're saying it's great that you have that kind of supportive training. So it's either 2 to 4 days of training for the person to feel comfortable in the role they're.
Correct. We'll take them up into the different venues, the Starlight, we'll take mm-hmm. them to the Rose and show them that wherever they're going to be working. And we'll run through the whole series of how to fire up the projectors, how to look for any issues you might have, and how to correct them. So we do take them actually hands-on in the theaters.
Now, Charlie, do you do any training how to like control yourself when a celebrity walks by, or what kind of behavior or etiquette might we have if we actually greet Danny Glover here this year? Right.
We talk about it, but most people don't need a lot of training on that. Most people are very intelligent and they know to leave someone some space mm-hmm. and privacy. But most people just want to see the celebrity, and they don't run up and say, can I have your autograph? You know, some people might, but not too many.
One year I volunteered as a bread wrangler, which meant I was delivering fresh pastries first thing in the morning. And Beau Bridges was one of them, and Chris Cooper. And I was absolutely horrified. I didn't want to see them. I just wanted to drop the bread off on their little porch and go. You know, I was just, I thought that was exciting. But I thought 7 a.m. would be much too early for that kind of interaction. And I would use my best behavior in dropping it off. But so we have a few more minutes in this program, and I wanted to let folks who are listening to Everybody Can know that we're talking to the folks from Port Townsend Film Festival. What is something that most people don't know about this film festival, Sunny, that you might share, find a little interesting?
What a lot of people probably don't know is that the film festival office and our staff provide a lot of volunteer service in the community. We set up sound systems throughout the community all year round, either forums for elected officials or with the canoe landing yesterday. We do movies at Finn River. We've done movies. So we do, besides just the film festival each year, all through the year, our volunteers are out there donating to the community.
You support a lot of technology in these events. I had not realized how much you interact, and with the school district as well. I understand the film festival also has a forum that they bring to the schools.
Correct.
And that is to give them more access to film as a potential career direction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wow.
They do. Yeah. So we do a lot. We give back. The community gives to us, and we give back as well as much as we can.
Well, that's what this program is certainly all about. And Charlie, welcome to the film festival.
Well, thank you very much.
Hold on to your suspenders. It's going to get fun. Any parting information you'd like to share with folks? One thing I would like you to describe is I didn't understand what time count was. You mentioned time count earlier.
Time count is part of the application process. And what it really does is it makes communication with all the volunteers much simpler. It allows you to pick out your own venue and your own time slot to some degree.
Oh, that's nice.
Online, so it's immediate. And you can see all of the venues and all the time slots that are empty. But mainly, it's connecting us all together via this email, immediate email through Time Count.
So one more time, to apply for a position as a volunteer.
The website is PTFILMFEST.com, PTFilmFestival.com.
And we will find the application to volunteer and any information about the film festival there. Sunny, what are the dates for the film festival?
September 21st through the 23rd.
Yes. Wow. And did you have any parting?
You know, if anybody has any questions, they could email me at Sunny, S-O-N-N-Y, at ptfilmfest.com. We definitely need people that have any experience with sound and setup. Would be great to have you aboard the team.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Email me for any questions.
And Charlie, you have one as well?
I have a email site and a phone number at the office. My email is charlie@ptfilmfest.com, and my phone number is 360-379-1333.
Charlie, I wish we'd had more time to talk to you about your personal journey through volunteering, but this is just a limited time slot, I'm afraid. I thank you both for coming here today and telling folks about how they can connect with community and how the film festival is really a community builder. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us at the web, kptz.org. And thanks again, guys, for coming in today.